All right, that's rolling, and here we go.
Oh, a little tight here, aren't we?
This is collective bargaining between the University of Central Florida Board of Trustees and the Faculty of Florida at the University of Central Florida. It's February 1st, 6:30 p.m. And I have, for everyone's review, minutes from the January 10th, 2018 bargaining session.
I can share.
Can you do one back?
Thank you. I don't think you have two L's in the left thing, is that right? Or one L. This two? Oh, okay.
Well, the minutes look correct as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, thanks.
All right, I think we can all agree to accept the minutes. And we're back to full book party.
Woohoo!
How exciting.
Woohoo! Everybody just has expressions of pure joy.
One of the things, John, that I wanted to, and everyone, I didn't mean to just direct this to where John. One of the things that I thought we'd start off with is when we first talked about doing full book bargaining, I think back in November, we had a conversation and we started exchanging, and we received some from you, some proposals from the United Faculty of Florida. There was a conversation about approach, and there were several aspects of that approach. One was to sort of start from a clean slate on the contract. And that entailed not only contract language, but also the formatting of the contract in terms of the progression of articles. And one of the things that there was some talk about, and this has been something that we've talked about, I think, on various subjects over the last couple of years of bargaining, actually probably since bargaining first started at the University of Central Florida, is the issue of waivers. And, you know, we all know that when you have a waiver, that it generally creates either an obligation that doesn't exist under the law, typically on our side, or it's a grant of discretion of collective bargaining that's given to the university so they can have some freedom without bargaining over every individual act that is undertaken. So I think it's the most common. And we know that a waiver, whether it's the waiver of a management right or whether it's a waiver of the right to bargain by the United Faculty of Florida, is a permissive subject of bargaining. And as a result of it being permissive, it's not something that the legislative body can impose upon the parties. It has to be agreed to at the table. And it sounded to us, I think, a little bit like there was going to be, that waivers were a bad thing, and that they were not going to be entertained in the manner they were in the past. And maybe we misheard if that's not the case, but I think that's what we heard. And our response is that we should all be mindful that this contract is filled with waivers on both sides. And, you know, I'm just going to give you an example. But you could name any topic you want, and I'll use that. I don't mean to pick this out, but like, for example, and discipline. It's a management right to discipline for just cause. That's in Florida law. That's in the Public Employees Relations Act. But that's the extent of it. There's no requirement that we agree to give X number of days notice. There's no agreement that we identify that this is the list of possible disciplines that we can use. And we're not, you know, we have to go through this this list, so we can't just create one out of whole cloth. There are contracts that have no reference to discipline whatsoever in the contract, and in those instances, the employee whose discipline has no recourse to the grievance process to grieve a disciplinary action. They might be able to go into court and sue it for some other reason. And we just are concerned that before we get too far down the path, because I know that you have a lot to give to us and we have some to give to you, that we don't start taking a hatchet to the contract by taking out these waivers. Because if you start retreating from some of the grants of discretion given to us, and we start retreating from some of the diminishment of management rights that we've put into the contract, I'm afraid we'll end up with like one page, you know. We'll have no contract, because it's just about the entirety of the, I mean, you can almost turn to every page of our collective bargaining agreement and it's got something from you or something from us. And that we just want to respond philosophically to that. Now, we haven't seen where you're going as you go forward. So I'm not presuming anything, but we just felt it important to express that. And when we see, if you want to go down the path of putting proposals on the table that do strike out waivers or do strike out discretion that we've been granted in the past, it's certainly your right. And we'll take that back and we'll entertain it. And maybe some of those grants of discretion need to be curtailed or need to have structure or need to have. And we have agreed to that. I think even in our last round of negotiations, in some, you know, we put some flesh on bones of some of the things that were. And we're certainly willing to entertain that. But we're concerned that we're going to maybe go overboard, and then we will respond by taking things out of the contract that we've agreed to in the past. And then I'm concerned that we'll get through 9 months of bargaining and then go, let's all go back to where we were. Because that's happened to me before, you know, where people become, they respond to a proposal in like kind. All right. Anyway, I've said my piece. Thank you for listening. We have some things for you, and I understand that you're going to have some stuff for us to look at tonight.
Yep.
Great. Okay. Good.
Why don't you lead?
Hmm?
Why don't you go ahead and lead?
Okay. I'm not going to provide these to you in any particular order of subject priority. They're simply going to be given to you in the order of article number. And you know, one of the things that we're thinking about doing is maybe if we were to give you an article that you've renumbered and moved, and we are giving you an article back that has the old number on it, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're foreclosing entertaining the thought of moving something. But this is how it makes sense to us to proceed, so.
Understood.
Charlie, extra coffee.
Okay.
Oh, extra copies of one. Okay.
Extra copies of one.
So.
Do the extra.
Kind of like this is
that's fine. Just stack them up.
All right.
I'll keep passing these things out, maybe, because there's a lot of language to all of these, and you probably want to take a conference to look at them. Now, where we have in for articles 1 and 2, where we have removed some language that we think is no longer something we want to continue to have in the contract, and when we get to article 4, we actually add a lot of language. We got the ink out on Article 4. This is
26.
Article 26, we are not suggesting any change. It's the payroll deduction.
It's status quo.
Status quo? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A whole point.
Yeah.
Would you want me to stop now? Do you want me to stop now?
No, we can. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. We can stop now if we want to.
Okay. Because I don't want to. No, that's, we're giving them 4 articles. That's a lot to look at in one caucus. So, thank you.
Oh, you're waiting for us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Mike, would it be easier if I hole punched everything for you?
No, no, no. I just have multiple copies of everything.
Okay, all right.
I just need to...
It occurred to me that maybe...
I just need to throw out all
maybe
the
I needed two hole punch to just pop them for you.
Well, sometimes I was... At times I was given a stack, and the stack went into the file instead of one copy.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
It's okay.
No problem. Just stuff them back in the black folder.
So we've got, I think, five proposals.
Okay.
And so this one is the old Article 3. Do you have a copy of that one? Or did you pass yours back to me?
I'm going to do the
You have it?
Yes,
you
have it.
You have it. Okay. So I don't know.
I don't.
I know. I'm trying to make sure.
This is Article 3. Okay.
Yep. This is the old Article 3.
Thank you.
That we're proposing to renumber as number 5. And this is tracked from the version that we just ratified.
Good. Good. Okay. Thank you. So Article 5.
And then we've got what used to be Article 5, but we're suggesting should be number 10, which is the academic freedom article.
I thought we'd already given this.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Mm-hmm. But it's okay. This could be updated from what you did
updated,
before.
Yeah.
Okay, if it's
yeah,
updated.
Yeah, it's updated then.
Okay.
It should then...
Six. Yeah, it's kind of cut off at the top. What?
Yeah.
There's something at the top. I can't read what it says, though. Collective bargaining, it looks like.
Yeah, the header got pushed up too high. Okay, so I guess this should then be relabeled as number 2.
Six.
I thought it was the first time we gave it to you.
I have this.
No. Yeah, you gave us some last time.
Okay. Well, this replaces it then.
Okay.
It looks very, very similar.
Yeah, it's...
There's
the grading
addition.
Policy. That is an update.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
grading
it's
policy.
Specifying the grading policy.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
I think
so this
the blue
is number 2.
Be.
UFF
yeah.
number 2.
Yeah, the
got
blue
it.
Is the changes
yeah,
from
we,
the previous
yeah,
version.
Yeah, we did give them on the 7th of the summer.
Okay. And then this is Article 7, Minutes, Regulations, Budgets, and Reports.
Okay.
Which is identical under whatever numbering version. Either both of the ones we're using. The old one and the new
one. We have one of those. Mm-hmm. Can they exchange the
I think
I
can get it.
Is that Article 7?
This is
6.
Did you need extra?
I haven't gotten
we haven't
my
got
7.
Any.
Oh, did you not hand these across yet?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I did. I'm sorry, Sherry.
That's all right.
There you go.
It all gets there.
Just dark side.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Paper being shuffled.
That's lots of paper. Okay.
All right. So
maybe this is another reason.
I'm losing.
And here's Article 12, or our Article 12, which used to be 11, the evaluation file.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you, sir.
And to you. To you.
You don't like the Harvard comma?
I
just noticed it.
Oxford.
You took his comma.
I think that is an Oxford
comma. Oh, Oxford.
Comma.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So I thought I was missing a grammar. It's the American version.
It is the Oxford comma. Or no.
I think Oxford is right. I don't know why I call it Harvard, but I guess some elite school. Yeah, you took it out of the top of 7.
Yeah.
I happen to like that a lot, and I do the final thing, so just let me know.
Okay, noted.
They may sneak back in. Eat, shoots, and leaves. Let's talk.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on at least punctuation jokes. I directed almost you. You need to come here. Otherwise.
If I could curtsy in this petition, I would. Thank you.
And here is Article 12 or 13, depending on which way we're looking at it.
Gosh, this is confusing.
Did we have an overall numbering scheme?
Not yet, but very soon it'll converge on the old one.
Eight. All right, so these. Oh, numbering permit. Okay, so that's going to be.
Exchanged.
These are all extras?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
jeez. Okay.
Well,
so,
we weren't sure how many people came.
Yeah.
We never
so
know.
Sort of just on a just to have a sort of a recap, if I'm tracking this, we had a recognition proposal from you, John, on November 2nd, 2017, a management rights on November 2nd, 2017, a payroll deduction on that same date, and on November 2nd, 2017, the UFF insurance deduction. An Article 1 titles and headings, a preamble, and now we have a payroll deduction, a new academic freedom, and minutes, regulations, budgets, and reports, evaluation file, and non-report.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that for the sake of the tape.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's take a look at this.
Okay. Well, it looks like both sides have a lot of reading to do.
We don't.
Well, yeah, no, just five.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. They are kind of one page.
Yeah.
Well, let us step outside and
like
take a look at what we have been given, and we'll come back. We may have some other things we'd look at tonight.
Okay, great.
Maybe a short session. Stopped. Oops, and this fell over. I hope that's okay. Oh, this. All right, we're rolling. Just do so you know.
Okay, we're ready.
Yeah, well, this isn't quite ready, but it's fine. Let's go ahead.
We had we appreciate the opportunity to have the caucus. I'm going through what we've been given both in November and tonight. We see that there's a lot of grammatical corrections that are made and some reorganization that we think are good and make sense. There are some language changes that we need to go back and consider because we have some concerns about them. I can give you an example or two. And then, but there's other language that we think probably states the understanding between the parties well, we can deal with that. Like, for example, there's some, you know, we read 447303, which is the state.
Can you go slow?
44.
Yeah. We read 447303 statute, you know, as just for example, doing two things. One is that the employee has to authorize the deduction. And so we're kind of concerned with some of that language came out. And there's some language in there that might be read by someone that it's the UFF that triggers the deduction. But that's just an example. That's something I think that we can clean up. We know that you you understand that an authorization has to be executed by the employee. And like, just another thing that popped up to us is that on your management rights language, 4.2 limitation subsection C, it says nothing in this article shall limit or waive the right of the UFF or any faculty member to seek to remedy violations of the Public Employees Relations Act. But actually, I guess, and maybe this wasn't intended, but we could actually use the concept of a management right to defend ourselves in an unfair labor practice complaint.
I'm not sure what you're referencing.
Oh, you're trying to follow. Article C. Like C, mm-hmm. It says, nothing in this article shall limit or waive the right of the UFF to seek remedy violation to remedy violations of the Public Employees Relations Act. But actually, a management right can be a defense to an unfair labor practice. You understand what I'm saying? We wouldn't want that to be read as we're relinquishing the ability to say that a complaint at PERC should be dismissed because it's a management right.
Well, we're always open to having alternative
language. Those are just examples of some of the things. I'm not going through every single one of them.
We're considering alternative language.
Okay.
Because it's important that all parties, including staff, can properly convey these things and procedures. Yeah.
But we'll work. We'll continue to work through language.
Uh-huh. Good. So we have another article for you.
Okay.
And I gave one to all of our people. Yeah. So we caught the number change. Our intent is that in the layout that we're considering, this would be number 8. And, of course, we didn't catch that on the heading. We caught it everywhere else. So there's one handwritten.
When you send them to me tomorrow, will they be corrected already?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. It's fine with me if you correct it.
We're putting the full title in there, regardless, that you can always tell from the title.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to make sure that if tomorrow when I get it, it'll say Article 8.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. I hope so.
Well, it'll be track changes to 8,
right.
I guess is what I'm saying.
Right, exactly. Okay. So this is the non-discrimination one.
You know, I had to give a talk at a conference last Monday. They gave me my topic 10 months ago, and my topic was sexual harassment in the workplace. I was like, I had to rewrite this thing every week.
Well, I bet you had good attendance, right? No one left the room when you came up, right?
We had a full.
Holy smokes, yeah. You got the hot potato, didn't you?
Okay.
Did you pull this language from somewhere else so that I know where, or did you just...
We tried to reference the policies.
Yeah.
UCF policies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's why I was wondering if that's where you got the language from. It looked vaguely familiar, but it all... It all can have that appearance, so.
Okay.
Yeah, moving forward, we'll try to do that as much as we can.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I pulled this policy just today, but I didn't go through the whole thing, obviously. It's a long 29 pages, yeah. So I'll look at this.
Yes, the definition of sexual harassment probably needs expansion.
For the digital era, if not for no other reason alone.
Yeah.
Well, one of the it's funny because I was reading some of the literature that has been published on harassment in the workplace since all of this has come to light in the media. One of the things that they suggest is that the more you can describe what is harassment by specific conduct, the better, as opposed to And like one of the, a lot of the, I don't know if it's in here or not. I thought I saw it. Oh, yeah. A lot of it, a lot of them say, you know, say that it is not appropriate to show pornography to coworkers or discuss pornography with coworkers. Because some people think that's like okay.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good. Does anyone have any questions on this?
No. I mean, this does not look, this looks, I think, probably fairly reasonable. I just have to check it against the policy. I'm not sure that we're in agreement with that. And
probably need to.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Anything else for us?
I don't think so.
No. We're still on the clock for 45 minutes.
Well, give us some of the stuff that you gave us, some of the stuff that we had, you gave us something tonight. So we want to, rather than have things flying back and forth overlapping.
Yeah, we had a 5 and a 7, but you gave us a 5 and a 7, so we
Let's want to go back and look at our 5 and 7
in light of what you gave us.
So not mixing them up.
Yeah.
Understood.
It was just you got them out before we did, so. Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
You're right with us. That's good.
We're trying.
We might get done by, remember, August 31st is the target date.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, it is.
Well, what year was
that?
I
like your
Mike,
yeah.
You're such a spoiled sport.
Hey, we would like nothing better than to get it done by August
3rd. Well, remember, we have to back
it up. You're still a spoiled sport.
You have to back it up because there's ratifications. So you have to, I mean, August 31st isn't early.
I say August 8th. That's when we're going to
Well,
done.
If you want.
Oh, you want it before that? It's like August 1st?
Well.
July 15th?
The more lead time, the better, because the BOT meets in July. So I've got July and then September. So, you know.
Okay. So you get it done by August.
We can get it done by August. And,
well,
I mean,
next week would be great, but, you know.
It'll be record time.
We'll be sure to come with
every article. We got it done by December last time.
And a map.
Early December, like the 8th. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, a key set.
But I think that, wasn't that over a year ago?
Color coding.
It might have been an earlier start date.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and shut it off.
Yep.
All right, well, thanks, everybody.
All right. Now.